From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. In New Orleans, many people hope that music will provide the key to the city's economic recovery from Hurricane Katrina. The city has plans to create a multi-million-dollar jazz district downtown, but not everyone thinks this is the best way to preserve and to use the city's musical heritage. From New Orleans, Eve Tro reports.
Every Monday, drummer Bob French plays Ray's Boom Boom Room on Frenchman Street.
Come on, Bob.
He invites his friends up on stage, too. Small neighborhood clubs like this one still showcase jazz every night in the city. But Katrina scattered musicians around the state and the country, and the crowds are nowhere near their old numbers. Many people think New Orleans' music scene is the key to reviving the city as a whole. Like trumpeter Irvin Mayfield, just 28, he's New Orleans' official music ambassador. 3 years ago, he created the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra, modeled after Wynton Marsalis's Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra in New York. He believes New Orleans jazz is a kind of natural resource that has never been fully tapped. He says the city needs more jazz landmarks.
We need to be doing just like they do in Austria, letting people know that Beethoven's sister's brother's cousin got a haircut at this place. We now have the number one jazz destination in the world, but we may have not had that one singular place you can go.
He pictures one big central location where people can have a This Is Jazz experience. Through concerts, education programs, and exhibits, it would be a family-friendly alternative to smoky late-night clubs.
You can walk in and see a hologram of the Miles Davis Quintet playing. For instance, like have a ballet. Maybe Alvin Ailey can present what they feel about jazz.
Developers and city officials are buying into this vision. In May, the city approved plans to turn a six-block stretch of downtown into the Hyatt Jazz District. It includes a large National Jazz Center and amphitheater, but also lots of green space, a new city hall, and funds to renovate the Hyatt Hotel. The price tag is about $716 million. Much of that will depend on federal funds and municipal bonds. The rest will be funded privately through Strategic Hotels, the Chicago-based company that owns the Hyatt. Lawrence Geller is the company's CEO.
I started this with no altruism in mind. I started this saying that to improve the district around us would be good for us and good for the Superdome and good for business.
Geller's plan to develop the area around the New Orleans Hyatt was inspired by Chicago's Millennium Park. That project took 6 years to complete at three times the original budget. But Geller says it transformed a dead area of the city.
It's put up the price of real estate. It's caused real estate to be developed. Residential is flourishing with views onto it. When I thought about it in the context of the research we had on New Orleans and what meeting planners and tourists were wanting, that's truthfully what inspired me.
A centralized jazz district would be new for New Orleans, where the music has traditionally flourished all around the city. In 1994, Congress designated most of the city a national jazz park.
Oh, Joplin. It's good.
Joplin? Is it Janis Joplin?
No. Long before Janis. Okay. Scott Joplin.
Playing for Ragtime?
Mm-hmm. Ragtime. Okay.
In the French Quarter, park rangers tell people where to go to hear different kinds of jazz and teach them about its history. And piano wizard Tom McDermott gives free concerts that span more than a century of the music, starting with Jelly Roll Morton. Another musician, Bruce Barnes, is also a park ranger, complete with a Smokey the Bear hat. He says no one development, no matter the budget, can keep jazz alive.
It always helps to have more resources to be able to spread the message of jazz, but that does not validate the music and culture. It's not what made the music. The music came from the poorest people in the city quite often, and it's still those people who have kept it alive in a functional cultural way.
Strike up the band, we're about to do a second line.
This month, the National Park Service held a parade to celebrate their soon-to-be headquarters, an old jazz landmark.
I'm Pat Hooks, and I'm the regional director for the National Park Service for the Southeast region. We're out here today to commemorate renovating Perseverance Hall. This is the building where people had dance events, where the community came to life.
The renovation will cost about $3 million. The hall sits in Louis Armstrong Park, a vast space still closed after Katrina. It's home to two other large performance venues and the historic site of Congo Square,
where individuals of color were able to congregate on Sundays to engage in song and dance and other sort of social functions that were extremely important to the survival of the African-American people.
City Councilman James Carter says renovating the existing park just makes sense, historically, culturally, and economically. As for the downtown jazz district, he'll believe it when he sees it.
I don't see any competition at all. But again, that is speculative, that particular site. This is actual.
The Hyatt Jazz District is supposed to break ground next year. At the site, workers are still cleaning out some of the buildings left empty after Katrina.
Hot, stuffy, no AC, and today no lights. A ghost town, pretty much.
Worker Ronald Williams has been living in Baton Rouge since the storm.
What about the plans for the National Jazz Center? You heard about that?
No, I didn't. That sounds like a good thing for, like, the tourists. But, like, for a local person, it really won't affect my life any. It can't keep me here.
Williams plans to move out of Louisiana altogether. He says he has a hard time watching the tourist districts bounce back when so many locals can't come home. For NPR News, I'm Eve Tro in New Orleans.